at Perth City Council Chambers in the reception area. It's pouring with rain outside, but it's nice and warm in here. And I'm here with Lewis Bond, who's the Acting Principal Heritage Officer with the City Council. And Lewis, what are we looking at?
We're looking at a range of photos which probably cover a period from about 1880 through to the war years. It shows method of transport, the trams, the horse and buggy.
How did this exhibition come about?
This was produced by Richard Offen of Heritage Perth. He saw the need to perhaps display some of the early photos of Perth as a reminder of what we had and perhaps what we've lost. And so it's a collection from the Batty Library, or selection of certain photos from the Batty Library and also from some of Telstra's archive, to be able to produce the number of photos here.
Perth hasn't always been particularly good at preserving its historic buildings. You've been with the council since 1966. Is the city getting better?
Not really. We lost so much during the, say, late 60s, early 70s, where you saw a complete change on St George's Terrace, Hay Street, partly preserved, but when you came to Murray Street and Wellington Street, you lost the Bowen, all the Bowens development, Padbury buildings. And so you had a new forest place, a new forest chase, but it didn't replace the old. It just lost that atmosphere.
This is London Court in 1937. It doesn't look too different. Of course, it was, I guess, not a particularly contemporary design even at the time.
Well, it was more a Tudor-style village sort of thing, because it did have residential above, so the residential with the retail down below.
So people used to live in that London Court arcade?
Yes, that's correct. They had difficulty getting furniture up because of the narrowness of the stairway, so probably was taking up bit by bit or swinging it in over from the street frontage.
Oh, and this is a boy on a horse riding down Hay Street in 1935.
You can see all the old vehicles parked, but yes, for one lad to stand out on a horse, it's an amazing photo.
And here's the Great Western Hotel. It's now called the Brass Monkey, and it's in
Northbridge. You can see the different characters standing around the outside, the balconies, the sign light.
And this is a beautiful streetscape of St George's Terrace, post-World War II, and all gone, apparently.
Yes, all that area has totally changed. You're looking on the south side of St George's Terrace, looking west, so the TNG building, which had tremendous character. That's a lot of that disappeared. You've now got Allendale, where some of the development was placed. But other than that, yeah, it's totally changed.
And it looks like there's a subway here.
Yes. When you look closely, you can see the tram coming up Barrack Street. But in the centre of the street, you used to have public toilets. They've been filled in now, but that was one amenity which was provided to the people.
In basements, under the road?
Under the road, yes, in the centre of St George's Terrace, with access underneath.